Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
So what happened to the class clown in your class growing up? Do you know? 1-800-947-3979. Steve, you're saying it wasn't you.
It was not me. No, definitely not.
You've described yourself as middle of the road before, like invisible.
As average.
Like not in a bad way.
As average could be. I wasn't cool. I wasn't a complete nerd. I was just kind of floating around there amongst the other nameless, faceless people.
Wasn't that easy to do at your school, though, because it was massive? It was like one of those TV schools that's got like thousands of people.
No, my school was, I think there were 175 in my graduating class.
Oh, so ours was probably about the same size. Oh, for whatever reason, I just pictured you in one of those like multi-story old schools that had like, 3,000, 4,000 kids.
No, total, I think we had like 700, 800 kids at the when I went there.
Okay.
I remember the, because there were two class clowns, I think everything, there was, you know, a boy and a girl. I remember I went to college with Bill, the one who was the class clown, but I haven't talked to him in years. I have no idea what happened to him. No clue.
Yeah, I don't even remember who our class clown was, honestly. Because we also had, like, best sense of humor.
That's where it got a little muddy.
Because, I was, like, runner-up for best sense of humor. Dang you, Jeff Melton. who was a friend of mine, and but like the class clown, like the disruptive kind of obnoxious guy, I don't remember who that was.
Yes, that's how class clown was.
Yeah, because there's a difference between having a good sense of humor and being kind of funny, and then also being like the pain in the, like, oh my god. Okay, dude,
I got best sense of humor. It helped that there was like six kids and I had a lot of good rats and pipe jokes.
It just randomly popped in my head. The last memory that I have of our high school class clown was my freshman year of college. He happened to live in the dorm directly next to me. And I walked into his room one day and he was lighting his farts on fire.
Oh, that is pure class clown at college behavior.
That's probably one of the last times I saw him.
You got to look him up. What's he do now?
I don't know.
He's probably his company's top salesman.
Yeah,
probably.
I bet he has such a common name, though. It's one of those names where if you search it, you get a million, million results.
Chad Fartlet.
Chad.
Bill the Clown.
Chad Fartlet.
Yes. Kelly.
I was a class clown.
You were voted class clown.
Voted class clown. We did senior superlatives. What'd you call them in y'all school, Hot Wings?
Mock elections.
Yeah. So, I got class clown with my buddy Paul. And Paul was so damn funny. So I didn't feel nearly as funny enough to be standing next to Paul. Paul was the type that could write his own plays and the drama teacher would put him on. Like, that's how good Paul was.
Wow.
He was awesome. And then he went to the military. And he had like eight kids. We keep in touch because we were close in school. So I've kept in touch with him through social media mainly. And man, he is still funny as hell. So I do love seeing his little, because he takes it out on his kids now, all the pranks that he used to pull in school. Because we were the obnoxious ones in class, go figure. he just does those to his kids now and posts them on social media. And it's hilarious. Mm-hmm. But I think I wound up exactly where I was supposed to be.
I think so. I think it worked out.
I think so.
This one, our class clown grew up to be a gravestone monument carver in northern Vermont.
That's
like a funny one?
Right.
I don't think so.
They
doing
write jokes
just the
on
funniest
gravestones.
Headstones.
Yeah.
This one, our class clown made a 180-degree turnaround in 11th grade. He had been a bully and never tried. Something happened and he turned into a straight-A student senior year, and now he's a mechanical engineer with a large firm nearby.
Oh, he got diagnosed and got put on Ritalin.
Maybe.
probably what happened.
Jimbo is on the harmonizer. Jimbo, were you the class clown?
Yes, I was.
Okay, what happened to you after graduation?
After I graduated, I moved away, moved far away because I wanted to party. And then after partying as a kid, I overdosed on fentanyl.
Yes.
And then I moved back home. I went to rehab, and now I'd say I have a pretty good job. I'm married, and I have a close relationship with the rest of my family.
Well, that's good for you.
That's
that
a good
around.
Turnaround. Yeah, good for you.
That's easy, especially with powder drugs.
Yeah, turned out right? pretty well. I used to have to pull my fingers and I soiled myself.
Well, your phone, I can't hear.
Yeah.
Can't hear it. I heard the beginning, but it got
me
in there.
Yeah, I'm glad you turned your life around, but you need to get a new cell provider.
I think it didn't help with the harmonizer, but yeah, it wasn't great. I think a lot of class clowns get sort of stunted. I don't know if this is true, but then they are the ones that are 27 still partying with the juniors and seniors from high school.
Sometimes. That happens
see,
a lot.
I did not like that gave me a creep vibe. I felt like those were always the ones that had like the coolest car. They were the ones that ended up hanging out in parking lots again because that's about all they had going for them.
Kind of the losers, yeah.
Yeah, and I hate saying that because I don't know who had the coolest car in my school senior year. I don't remember, but I just remember thinking this one kid used to show up in his yellow Camaro. He was a kid that graduated when he was like 21 because he wasn't allowed to go any further and then still hung out at the high school. That was such a weird thing.
Honestly, yeah, bets are already pretty high that you're going to hang on too long if you're the one driving a Camaro to high school.
Yeah.
I don't disagree. I'm not saying you can't escape that, but you know, it's more of a like, you know, a yellow alert.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're peaking.
Yeah,
Tony in Nashville. What happened to the class clown from your school?
He became married to the governor of Michigan.
The current governor was a high school. Her husband,
Big
was
Gretch.
He was a
classmate
of yours.
Yes. Yes.
Really?
He graduated. Yep.
And he screwed around all the time?
He was funny. He was popular. I guess they had a lot of parties. I didn't go to the parties, but yeah. Really popular.
I've heard
funny.
About these parties.
I can relate to that.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's pretty good, I guess. Get kind of a lot of the perks of the governor's office without having to do anything.
Yeah. Seemed to really push that during COVID.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I mean,
Christy in Oregon, you married the class clown.
I did.
Okay. How's that going?
Well, we're 23 years into it as of today, so
is
it's
he,
going pretty
happy
good.
Anniversary. Is he still funny?
Yes, and he still pulls his pranks, and yeah.
Is he as funny as he thinks he is?
Sometimes.
But that's not most of the time, and it's not all the time.
She might be a bad judge of his character.
You think
character.
She's a bad audience, Hot Wings? Yeah.
Might just be that I've spent 23 years with his jokes, so it has better effect when you haven't heard him before.
Yeah,
how
right?
is he at holding a job?
Oh, he's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, good.
It seems like, based on the limited research of reading texts and phone calls, it seems like the class clowns went one of two ways, for the most part, certainly not all of them. Either they went on to continue to be silly, but also very successful or reasonably successful, mm-hmm. or like our Jimbo had a moment where they got off the rails, mm-hmm. fixed themselves, and are back at it and living a good life. One lady wrote in and said, I was the class clown. Now I'm the principal who lectures the class clowns when they get sent to me.
That happens sometimes.
Full circle.
There's been a couple
like
of them.
A couple grades behind me, one of the guys that was totally a class clown. He was the class clown in our marching band and everything else, and he is the president of the school board now.
Jeez.
Yeah, and he is like Mr. That Town. Like, everyone knows him. Everybody respects him. I go, I cannot believe this. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.